Jazz bass player Drew Gress has a deep tone and deep knowledge of harmony that make him a good foil for lyrical jazz pianist Fred Hirsch. But his big ears and resourcefulness also serve him well in more open, less structured improvised settings. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Gress's broad range of interests and skills make his own albums particularly interesting, his brand new one, for example.
Drew Gress, getting four or five layers of line and rhythm out of five players on his album, The Irrational Numbers. In truth, the numbers the band plays are less irrational than unpredictable. Gress looks for ways to sidestep jazz's usual performance format, where the band plays the melody, then a few members take solos one after another, and then they play the melody again. One way around that is to set up what some players call duo solos, having two players improvise at the same time. For Gress, it's an update of how horns intertwine in old New Orleans jazz. Ralph Alessi on trumpet and Tim Byrne on alto sax. Instead of keeping the written and improvised parts of a tune separate, Drew Gress might layer one over the other. He'll use written lines to underscore or bolster a solo, in this case by pianist Craig Taborn. Gress is on bass. The drummer is his frequent rhythm partner, Tom Rainey. Drew Gress's quintet has toured a bunch since recording the fine Seven Black Butterflies in 2004, and you'd need a yard of paper to chart all the bands where two or more of these players have worked together. That's one reason everyone's so in sync, idea-wise. When modern jazz bands collectively improvise, there's a tendency to ramp up the energy, but this collective can improvise quietly, too. As a composer, Drew Gress is interested in unifying the sound of an album by writing themes that echo or resonate off each other. His tune, Foes Yo Beam, in the middle of the program, makes covert reference to the Sousa March, Stars and Stripes Forever, which is radically recast as a slow ballad at the end of the disc. Much as Drew Gress likes aggressive playing, he doesn't deny his love of good melody. On his album, The Irrational Numbers, his way of playing those tendencies off each other may be one more way he defeats expectations. But it's not like musicians have to choose. Why not have it all?
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed The Irrational Numbers by jazz bass player Drew Gress on the Premonition label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.